The boatman sits by the campfire, tendrils of its heat licking his skin, causing a thin smile to cut across his face, the years worn openly there fading slightly, as if erased by the comfort of the flames. The cigarette in his mouth sends curling vines of smoke into the air, slipping around the brim of his hat, floating towards the grim overcast sky and beyond. He does not move, as if a living statue, only the occasional twitch in his lips and the slow wheeze of his breathing betraying the veneer. The boatman is very much alive, and in good company, or as best as his person allows him. A man approaches, broad of shoulders, and carrying a burden too great to hide, as such it causes his back to sag, and it hinders his gait. He stops his walk short of the boatman, and waits, plumes of breath blowing from a mouth hidden by a thick, dark hood. After a while, the boatman bids him sit, offering a battered canteen half-filled with sloshing liquid, which the man accepts gladly, taking a deep draught before handing it back with a hooded nod. The boatman says no words, but hears many, and they fill his soul. A young man, slender and strong, marches across a barren, sand-filled expanse. Its golden waves rise and fall like a still, frozen sea, the wind throwing up curls of sand that swoop and soar in its embrace, and his feet carve swaths through the dunes. He shields his eyes with an arm from the torturous rays the blazing sun overhead emits, the other hanging lazily at his side, the fist at the end clutching something tight. His pace is dogged with the hungering sands, threatening to continue its maw's march up his legs, only to eventually consume him entirely. His mouth is dry, the canteen bouncing at his waist long since emptied, and his stomach is barren, the last remnants of food having passed days ago. Exhaustion shows on every inch of his face, and even his body can no longer hide its fragile, beaten state. Only his eyes show any sign of unrelenting strength, bright, unblinking, and focused. They pierce the horizon and will it to offer salvation. His vision is empty of all but the desert, which threatens to continue onward to infinity, but his mind is afire with thought. He sees a figure, familiar and cooling, that bears a silhouette his fingers crave to touch. In the vast landscape of his mind, she is close, so very close. And yet her face is shrouded by a shadow so thick and taunting, he wishes it corporeal so he might choke the life from it for its mockery. Even within the infinite creativity of his soul, he cannot picture her still. He falls, the sand around his legs becoming a mire that holds him in place. He grunts, the dryness in his mouth causing him to choke and retch, and the tendrils of despair begin their steady march through his being. He refuses its gentle embrace, which gladly offers liberation from hope's desperate clutches, and a silence that will free him of his pain. He denies it 1,000 times, and again, because the scream of his passion drowns out the pleading whisper of his body. Slowly, he climbs through the sand and finds his footing, desire carrying his legs further still. Still he struggles. Still, he fights the unwavering voices of exasperation and pleading within himself to cease his endless war on time and possibility. He is driven by a singular, unrelenting promise, whispered by lover's lips into an admirer's soul, and the words reverberate throughout his mind, becoming louder with each echo, until each syllable booms within his heart and threatens to send him falling forward into defeat, the pain unbearable, even before the desert had stripped him of his vigour. He awakes, his back resting on a burning bed of sand, its form wrapping around his every limb, cradling him in an inferno of searing pain. He slowly rises, the fading arms of sleep falling from him like water from a stone, and he regards the distant horizon that lays at the edge of existence in every perceivable direction. His mind is adrift, and for but a moment he forgets his purpose. But as a lighthouse guides home a lost ship, so does a dark, shadow-engulfed silhouette swim into the as-yet-remaining vestiges of his mind, and he pushes his feet forward. His never-ending walk into the mouth of nothingness beginning with his right foot, shortly followed by a barely willing left. But as a lighthouse guides home a lost ship, so does a dark, shadow-engulfed silhouette swim into the as yet remaining vestiges of his mind, and he pushes his feet forward, his never-ending walk into the mouth of nothingness, continuing with his right foot, shortly followed by a barely willing left. The boatman yawns quietly, stretching slightly with the gentle cracks and snaps of old weathered bones. The smoke between his lips is burnt to the base, the horizontal column of ash protruding from the end remaining stoic and unmoving in the face of the very forces that hold this fragile world together. He flicks it with his lips, causing the valiant remains to fall to the floor, only to be crushed underfoot, and the butt is spat into the fire, causing no sound as it is engulfed by the flames. He rubs his temples, his movements slow and pained, as if the very body he commanded did so under some human duress, with little sincerity or compassion. He sits by a man, drowned in a long dark coat, a hood fallen at his back and his blonde hair showing the signs of age's grasping claws. His face is young but scarred with tragedy, and his eyes are narrow with fatigue. His eyes, full and bright yet empty and regarding the distance with a longing so strong, so fierce one might perceive it for the truest form of madness. The boatman regards him thoughtfully and chuckles quietly through pursed lips. The body's there, aye, but the mind is far away. The boatman sits amongst his congregation, and allowing his mind to roam free of the prison of his body, he dances amongst the souls of the longing, the loving, and the lost.